Think about this. What if I invited you to sit down today with a pencil and paper and to describe the relationships that we are developing right now? If I ask you to describe them to a people that you have never met over 3,000 years into your future, how would you do it? What language would you possibly use? How do you know that English is even going to be a language that's used 3,000 years from now, that our language will survive? What language, what words would you use? And when we think about these things from this perspective, I have so much respect for the ability of those who have come before us to convey these principles. For example, the understanding that the world around us is a mirror of another world, that the world around us is a mirror of what we become from within. And through the ancient language of Hebrew, now we established earlier in the program that the soul in our bodies and what we call God and what we call consciousness and what we call heaven are all one and the same, that God lives within our bodies, that our soul, God, and heaven are one and the same. The Essene Gospel of Peace from the Unknown Book of the Essenes from Book 2 offers this concept so eloquently in the language of another time, and I invite you to listen to this. It simply says, "My children, know you not that the earth and all that dwells therein is but a reflection of the kingdom of the Heavenly Father? My children, know you not that the earth and all that dwells therein is but a reflection of the kingdom of the Heavenly Father?" This passage invites us. It's so powerful and so eloquent. It's telling us that everything that we experience, we know in our world, it is being mirrored by another world. And this is precisely what the principle of vertical time and the quantum hologram is inviting us to consider in the language of Western science. In the earlier part of the 20th century, so many of these concepts were introduced into the West. Many of the things that we're sharing here now that we've developed are very common in Eastern understandings and Eastern traditions. And some of the first places we saw them introduced into the West in the 1950s and the 60s were through practices such as Transcendental Meditation, TM, introduced by the founder, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. And one of the statements that he made that was so mystical during those early years of introducing those concepts into our part of the world now makes such tremendous sense.